Thank you for listening to our podcast on networking. If you are joining us today, you must be thinking about changing jobs within your current organization or changing jobs to a new employer. Either way, this networking podcast will help you. We hear a lot of talk about networking and how important it is to your job search, yet no one ever teaches us how to network and what is okay to say and not okay to say. During this podcast, we will want to accomplish these three things. 1. First, we'll talk through why networking is the single most productive way to find a job. 2. Secondly, we'll talk through how to prepare yourself to network. And 3. We'll talk about how to structure your networking conversations so that they are more productive. Why is networking so important during your job search? To understand the power of networking, you first want to understand how most people get their jobs. A referral generates 80% more results than a cold contact. Approximately 70% of all jobs are found through networking. Let's move to the second part of this podcast, steps to prepare you for networking. 1. Update your resume. Your resume should begin with a professional summary. Your resume should have a very strong focus on accomplishments. For a thorough rework of your resume, attend our web seminar series, which is offered every month. 2. Create a list of target companies. Creating a target list of companies allows you to focus on your job search. Your target list defines the type of organizations you plan to pursue. These criteria should include geographic area where you plan to work, industry or type of organization, and size of organization. 3. Make a list of your network contacts, friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers, suppliers, customers, both past and present, professional associations, community groups, church, tennis league, golf, soccer club, etc., your spouse's or partner's network, alumni, utilize our alumni association, and online networking database. 4. Organize your thoughts and prepare questions. See sample questions. The person you contact will expect you to lead the meeting. Make sure you have a list of specific questions ready to go. See our sample informational interview questions in our career toolkit. 5. Draft an introductory email requesting time to speak with your contact. A. Your email should be short, 1 to 2 paragraphs, no more. B. Your email should not ask to learn about potential opportunities within the company. Instead, ask for something specific. You are asking to spend 15 to 20 minutes on the phone so you can ask questions. Summarize your message. Use your professional summary and professional objective. Describe your professional objective, giving 2 or 3 examples of typical positions in your field. State why you believe you are qualified. Marketing plan. Introduce the key elements of your marketing plan. Describe your targeted industries, your geographical and organizational size preferences, and why you have made these decisions. Introduce your list of targeted companies. Some of the organizations that I am particularly interested in are ABC Company and XYZ Company. The pharmaceutical industry particularly interests me. I've prepared a list of organizations I want to investigate as possible next employers. Would you be willing to review this list with me and see if you know anything about my target organizations? Ask questions. Move from identifying target companies to asking questions about them. Prior to the meeting, make a list of questions in order to direct the conversation. The goal is to collect information about target organizations, including the names of any relevant contacts. Referrals. Once you have asked the questions you came to ask and gathered information, you may specifically request referrals. If your contact has already mentioned names, repeat some of those names and ask for an introduction. Ask for introductions to hiring managers when possible. Metric. Aim for 2 referrals per conversation. Trade information. Always try to give your contact useful information. You may want to know about the industry, other organizations, solutions other organizations have found to problems mentioned by your contact, contacts with professional groups, suppliers, other resources. names of potential candidates the company may want to recruit. Closing the meeting. Thank your contact at end or before the agreed-upon time. Arrange any necessary follow-up. Thank you for listening to our network podcast. If you would like more information on networking, check our web seminars that are offered twice a month. Visit our site for topics and registration information.